It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Happy holidays and welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. This is your host, Charlie Potter on WGN Radio. And I'm about to celebrate, hard to believe, this is my 19th pre-Christmas holiday show for the Great Outdoors Show. I've looked forward to this very much, and I promise you this morning we're not going to talk about anything controversial. We're not going to talk about things that have gone wrong. This is the time of the year to celebrate and to pull together, but I am going to have my holiday wish list, and I think I'll start off with some of the great accomplishments of this year, because there have been a few in the natural resource world, and then we'll talk about things that would make the world better in 2019. So, first of all, the passing and the signing of the Farm Bill this week in Washington is actually a huge victory. It shows that the Congress can work together with the White House to pass meaningful legislation. The Farm Bill had been extended because it was not passed on time. And in the Farm Bill, for those of us who care about the outdoors, there are numerous elements that are really good for our soil, our water, air quality, and outdoor recreation. And so I think it shows that the conservation community, when the conservation community puts its weight behind a few objectives, it's a very powerful group. So some of the really neat things that are in the conservation provisions of the Farm Bill that passed is, one, an expansion of public access on private lands by enabling landowners who do habitat work on their property to be paid to enable people to come and hunt and fish on their property. In the Midwest in particular, we don't have anywhere near enough public lands to be utilized, particularly for hunting, but also for fishing. So in the Farm Bill, there's a provision, there'll never be enough money for it, but where landowners can make habitat improvements, provided they then provide access, and they still approve the access to people to come hunting and fishing on their property. Also, the Conservation Reserve Program has been enhanced. There also is a part of the Conservation Reserve Program, which they're going to call CSP, and I think that stands for Conservation Stewardship Program, which is a shorter-term, more multi-use purpose set-aside program. CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, is a minimum of 10 years of leaving that particular piece of property idle to grow in grass, which has been fantastic for reducing soil erosion and providing all kinds of wildlife habitat. Now there's going to be a program that's a shorter duration, which enables landowners to, after the nesting season, hay it or graze it to provide some utilization. The payments will be less, but again, the idea is to provide good things for the land. And in doing so, will provide more wildlife. And one of the criticisms that I've had of the Conservation Reserve Program and the hundreds of billions now we spent on it is there's no permanency. And we did not solve that in the current Farm Bill, and we're not likely to solve that soon. But we can pay an individual, and I've had land in the Conservation Reserve Program for 10 years. In the end of 10 years, the commodity prices are such that you say it's much more profitable to take that land out of production, I mean to put it back into production, and so there's no long-term value to society. But the Farm Bill as a whole has been really a positive step for conservation. So chalk that up as a win in 2018, a wonderful Christmas holiday present for the country is the signing of the Farm Bill. Another nice holiday present for the holiday season that's coming up beginning on Tuesday, we're in it right now, is that we hopefully will have a new director of the Department of Natural Resources in Illinois under the new administration. When I say hopefully we have a new director, we currently have a director, Wade Rosenthal, who will be leaving at the beginning of January when Governor-elect Pritzker comes in. So it would be a great present to the citizens of Illinois, the residents of Illinois, if the director of the Department of Natural Resources that is selected by Governor-elect Pritzker is an individual who comes from a wildlife management background, who has had experience in managing an agency the size of the Department of Natural Resources, who is an individual who has not been a politician in their career. Illinois has, for a long time, had a history since Brent Manning left. He was the last, you could call it, true professional to be in the position of having politically connected individuals run the Department of Natural Resources. And overall, they may be wonderful people. It has not served us well as the level of knowledge needed to run a natural resource agency goes beyond having a good relationship with the legislature and liking to hunt and fish. I don't think you would hire an accountant to do your taxes just because he liked math. And in Illinois, we really suffer from a lack of leadership in the Department of Natural Resources because of the political patronage that's taken place. And Governor Rauner worked very, very hard to try to reduce the amount of political influence in the Department of Natural Resources. He was largely unsuccessful in doing so. And here's a governor who loves to hunt, loves to fish, a champion of our outdoors, and he was not able to break the stranglehold that we have in Illinois of politics running the Department of Natural Resources. So hopefully Governor-elect Pritzker will continue the efforts of Governor Rauner to depoliticize the Department of Natural Resources. And in doing so, he could give us a wonderful present of having the legislature relinquish its power, which is something, of course, they're not going to want to do. But if we really want in Illinois to represent our residents well and to have a Department of Natural Resources that is truly on the cutting edge, the legislature needs to step aside and get out of the business of regulating, setting seasons, setting license fees, and basically telling the Department of Natural Resources what it's going to do, which is one of the reasons we're so dysfunctional in Illinois. So a great present to the citizens of Illinois would be the establishment of a commission. Many states have it. In fact, most states have it. We can just look north of the border to Wisconsin as a great example of how a commission-based system can help make professionalize the Department of Natural Resources. We can look out west. There are a number of examples to be taken from. A commission would replace the very ineffective Natural Resource Conservation Advisory Board, which, I give the disclaimer, I have served on it now under two governors, served on it under Governor Edgar, and I served on it under Governor Rauner, and had a 20-year hiatus in between. And when I served on it under Governor Edgar, it was an effective board that really helped the Department of Natural Resources advance its agenda and work to professionalize the department. And when the Department of Natural Resources had an issue it needed to have resolved, the Conservation Advisory Board was there to help do it. Fast forward 20 years to where we are now. I've resigned from the Conservation Board. It's highly ineffective because it does none of the things that an advisory board should be able to do. So Illinois really needs a conservation commission of individuals that are representative of the people of Illinois who run the Department of Natural Resources, to whom the director of the Department of Natural Resources actually reports to. They hire the director, they fire the director, and they are responsible as a governing body for making sure that the Department of Natural Resources is professional and carrying out what is needed to advance the natural resource management and public recreation in the state of Illinois. We are a long, long way from having that. But if we could have, above all the things we could do in the outdoors to make Illinois a better state right now, it would be the establishment of a commission that draws from other states on how to establish a commission. And there's been a very good report written by the McGraw Center for Conservation Leadership that was chaired by the former director of the Department of Natural Resources, Brett Manning, a report that was written by five former state directors on how to create the model natural resource agency for the state of Illinois. The incoming governor, Governor-elect Pritzker, would be well served to read the report and enact its recommendations, and those of us in Illinois would have the best Christmas and holiday present we possibly could have, the Department of Natural Resources, of which we are again proud. I'll be back in just a moment with much more on the great outdoors. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Every game, it's all on the line. Personal, one-on-one, head-to-head. You have to look for every advantage. Strength, speed, and power to win.
Dan Hampton knows when you're looking for a tough competitor, Chevy Silverado has every advantage. Silverado's Ecotec 3 V8 gets better mileage than Ford's F-150 EcoBoost V6. You heard it here. Plus, Silverado's trailering package delivers 12,500 pounds of towing capacity that guarantees hauling muscle. More power, better performance. That's the kind of advantage that wins games. And there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix Lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy than you ever imagined for less money. Your Chevy dealer knows what it takes to be a winner.
Take it from number 99. Chevy Silverado is an all-star. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Kick off the season right. Go for it.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. I hope you're going to have a wonderful holiday season and a most merry Christmas on Tuesday. This is Charlie Potter, your host. And I thought in the remaining time I would just go through with some of the real successes that we had in 2018 and also talk about the incoming Secretary of Interior and what that position might look like if we were, in fact, to get the president that we hope we can have for the Department of Interior. But let's talk about some of the big successes. The first, on a national basis, Congress passed a fire funding fix. You may recall over the recent years we've had enormous expenses in fighting fires in the West due to drought and just there's no other way to describe it, just absolutely abhorrent timber management over the past 50 to 60 years, which is now all coming home to roost. This notion that we should never have cut a tree, that they all need to live, has led to unhealthy forests, sick forests, and now many trees that are dying because they were not harvested in their natural state. We would have had ongoing forest fires. So now we have these incredible infernos because we extinguished fires for so long. There's so much built-up fuel in the forest. So a funding fix, and what that means is the Department of Interior won't be using its budget to fight fires as it's been doing. At one point, the fire budget in the Department of Interior, or the Forest Service, was about 13% of their budget. I think in recent years, it's been as high as 65% of their budget, which doesn't leave them a lot of money for much else. So that was one thing that we did. We also created new partnerships to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease in deer and elk. And just this week, they now have discovered CWD in deer in Kentucky. CWD is a crisis, chronic wasting disease. Wisconsin's dealing with it. Illinois is dealing with it. The deer herd becomes infected, and deer die, as you've heard and read about, and I've talked about it often on the air. So we are working hard to create a national program to address the impacts of chronic wasting disease. And one of the things in Illinois, which the governor, Governor Rauner, did very smartly, the legislature, as I said a moment ago before the break, just loves, can't wait to get in the middle of the business in the Department of Natural Resources. And they had this brilliant idea that we should have supplemental feeding of deer, that we should put out salt blocks and nutritional blocks to try to make the deer more healthy so they won't get chronic wasting disease. Well, of course, there was no science behind that of any kind. And all that does is serve to concentrate deer over salt licks where their saliva then transfers from one to the other. And that's just one of the best ways you possibly can can spread disease. Just think of a drinking cup, and you got someone with a cold, and everyone in the household drinks out of that cup. That's what the legislature was trying to do. But, of course, what was unsaid about that was the individuals behind the bill, of course, had a connection to the company that made these nutrient blocks. And the head lobbyist for the company, well, not the head lobbyist, but an individual testified about the beauty of these blocks and how they would help deer grow bigger horns and much healthier. It was not disclosed the time he testified. He actually was on retainer for the company to be an advocate. But again, Illinois works in strange ways. We also worked on a national basis to create with Onyx Maps, identifying 9.5 million acres of America's public lands that are accessible, but were not accessible on maps. So now with Onyx Maps, you go online, set the app up, you'll see all kinds of ways to access public lands that previously were unknown. That's a really big win. We helped to advance the passage of the Modern Fish Act, which makes sport fishing part of what we do in America, part of our heritage, and creates more ways and better ways to manage fish. We also are working, we led as a group, 25 sportsmen's group to I mentioned at the top of the show, work on the conservation provisions of the Farm Bill. 25 major groups came together with one voice, and it made a difference. So we hear about all the division in Washington and across our country. We did have a number of successes this past year, and now I'd like to go to maybe the one thing that we ought to look forward to in 2019. Hopefully an end to the Department of Interior's Secretary Ryan Zinke will be resigning as of January 1st, and you may recall that wonderful photo op of him riding to the Department of Interior on a horseback, first day. He's riding to work. It's a new cowboy in town, and all of the visual images. Secretary Zinke was really, really good on visual images. He also was good on some policy, but at the end of the day, his ability to avoid ethics investigations and his ability to navigate conflicts of interest were his downfall. So we're going to have a new Secretary of Interior. Hopefully it's an individual that's more focused on the job of running the Department of Interior than on the image of being the Secretary of Interior. We don't need a lot of photo ops. We need action. What we need is we need an individual who is going to keep our public lands in public hands and not want to sell off our public lands. We want a commitment to ensuring that our public lands are well-managed and they're open to hunting and fishing. Secretary Zinke was very, very strong on having our public lands be open to hunting and fishing. We need to continue that. We also need to have science-based management. One of the pitfalls that we ran into was the influence of lobbyists, particularly from the oil and gas and energy industry and the Department of Interior, and I think we did lose some of the science-based management that we would expect. We also really need to focus on the importance to hunting and fishing to local economies. The Department of Interior has the greatest impact of any agency on rural economies in America, where lots of public lands exist due to the recreational value. Certainly, the Department of Agriculture in Illinois and Iowa and Indiana has the biggest impact on local economies. But when you get out west and you get into the southeast where there are lots of public lands, the Department of Interior is almost like the Department of Commerce. And we really need to work hard for the wise management of our public lands and for hunting and fishing and access on our public lands. And then, overall else, I think we need an individual who has real integrity and will be once again a Cecil Andrus, a Theodore Roosevelt type of mind, where we look at the long-term natural resources of America, Department of Interior, versus the short-term quick gains that we seem to have fallen into a trap of. So maybe an individual who shares those beliefs, respects science, and is not so concerned about his image as he is the image of the Department of Interior would be a good start. That would be a wonderful, wonderful holiday present for all of us. both in Illinois, as we have a new director of the Department of Natural Resources, and in Washington, as we have a new Secretary of the Interior. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and holiday season. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voices of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.